The Green Team of St. Bernard's is so happy to welcome you to our Creation Prayer Walk. In 2015, Pope Francis officially joined forces with other world churches in celebrating the Season of Creation. The Season of Creation is the annual Christian celebration of prayer and action for our common home. Together, the ecumenical family around the world unites to pray, protect, and advocate for God's creation. During the 2022 Season of Creation, from September 1st through October 4th, the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi, hundreds of thousands of Christians will be uniting around the theme, Listen to the Voice of Creation. Our common home and prayer and action for it can help us to listen for the voices of those who are silenced. In prayer, we lament the individuals, communities, species and ecosystems who are lost, and those whose livelihoods are threatened by habitat loss and climate change. In prayer, we center the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. This prayer service uses the writings of Pope Francis, our bishops, the Catholic Catechism and Bible, prayers from the Catholic Climate Covenant, and some material from the official Season of Creation publication. We hope that it truly commemorates this season of creation. Our creed begins with the creation of heaven and earth, for creation is the beginning and the foundation of all God's work. Day one begins in the Alpha and Omega Garden. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Now the earth was a formless void. There was darkness over the deep, with a divine wind sweeping over the waters. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that light was good, and God divided light from darkness. God called light day, and darkness he called night. Evening came, and morning came, the first day. Psalm 121. I look to the mountains where my help will come from. My help will come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. God speaks to us through creation, and through creation we can see the goodness of God. The universe was created in a state of journeying toward perfection. Day and night bring a rhythm to all our lives, as we journey together on a path of caring for the earth. Our prayer of the faithful response is, Lord, let us always care for your creation. Creator God, we ask for the grace to hear the cry of the earth, and in so doing to care for creation. In giving us a new spirit of listening, transform our hearts with a desire to respond. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let us always care for your creation. Now we'll walk to the Garden of the Angels and Benches. Our walking hymn is, The Heavens Are Telling the Glory of God.
The sun, the bringer of day, he carries the light of the Lord in his rays. The moon and the stars who light up the way unto your throne.
The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the creation is shouting for joy. Come dance in the forest, come
through the trees. for the rain that waters our fields and blesses our crops so all the earth yields. From death unto life her mystery revealed springs forth in joy.
The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the creation is shouting for joy. Come dance in the forest, come play in the field, and sing to the glory of the Lord.
Praise for the earth who makes life to grow, creatures you made to let your life show, the flowers and trees that help us to know the heart of God.